This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Here is a word from our sponsor.
It's fantasy football time at Hooters. Host your fantasy draft party at Hooters and get a free draft kit with over $200 in Hooters coupons and plenty of free game gear. Book your party online today at Hooters.com/football. With free Wi-Fi, you can check all the stats on game day. Get your game on at Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983, with 12 Tampa Bay area locations.
So get on up and get on down to Hooters.
As always, my thanks to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship 2 years running now of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We will be at Hooters Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Dale Mabry, for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Fantasy Draft Night, powered by Hooters and JoeBucksFan.com, coming up this Wednesday. Many of you have been emailing me saying you'd be interested in being an owner in those leagues. The invites have gone out. Unless there is a cancellation, there will be no more invites going out. But if there is a cancellation, you may be contacted from the alternate list. So all of our invites are out at this point. But if you do receive one, it's because we've had a cancellation and we need someone. And I have kept all the inquiries to be owners in our draft night. Thank you for all the interest for those of you that reached out, whether you've received an invitation or you are now on the waiting list. Stay tuned, because even if you did or did not receive an invite for this Wednesday night at Hooters Tampa, there will be a second Hooters event in conjunction with the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast that will be announced in our next podcast. As a matter of fact, we'll announce that in the spinoff, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin, presented by Brandon Legal Group. We will announce the second Hooters event in conjunction with this podcast. All right, what I gave you last time on the podcast, and none of you took the bait, none of you helped me, thank you, where you have the cliche thing that virtually everyone does, the sleepers in fantasy football, and I gave you just the opposite, and I said name them. I now call them the untouchables. At least one per team, as I see it, players I will not touch in my season-long draft. Again, I'm just a second opinion for you. If you felt strongly about someone on that list, I gave you the NFC last time. I'm going to give you the AFC this time, and I said I wanted to wait through the games on the weekend to see if I changed my mind on anyone on the AFC list. None changed. Nothing. Granted, just the second preseason game. Third preseason game, if something goes against anything on this list, we'll update it, since that is basically the dress rehearsal for week one of the regular season. But let's do the untouchables, minimum one per team, AFC. If you missed the NFC list, that was in the previous edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. You can go back and check that out. AFC, one per team, going in order of division, no other order. Don't read anything else into the order of teams. New England, not touching Martellus Bennett. Basically, I don't want anything to do with any NFL player named Bennett. Those two guys are just trouble. Bennett has been a New England Patriot before in opportunities with Gronk injured. He did not increase his targets. If anything, his numbers went down without Gronk there. I'm not touching Bennett. There are plenty other tight ends at similar or better value than Bennett if you are in a must-play tight end league. Speaking of tight ends, one of the biggest teases out there in recent years has been Charles Clay of the Buffalo Bills. Even I've been sucked in occasionally in DFS on Clay. Well, basically, DFS is the only time you want to play Clay, or in a waiver pickup where you just need him for a week, because Clay, over the span of a season, just really doesn't produce enough numbers to be that relevant, maybe not even be roster worthy. It's sort of odd when you, you know, the closer you look at Clay, the more you like, then you step back, you look at the big picture, and the numbers just don't back it up. From the Jets standpoint, Bilal Powell is one of those guys. I mean, he's, it seems like he's been a Jet forever. You know, no Forte this year, but they did bring in Isaiah Crowell. Crowell, who I love, said about his days in Cleveland, I never knew what my role was, and I tend to believe him. Bilal Powell should be a factor in the Jets' backfield. It's a reason to stay away from Bilal Powell. And if Bilal Powell's had opportunities to just be a lead productive back for the New York Jets, never seems to harness it. As is the case, when I say untouchables, I mean untouchables in a season-long draft. I don't think they have value for you to touch in a season-long draft. These are guys that instead, if you really need them, you'll probably be able to get them on waivers, where the downside is, okay, I blew a waiver claim, so what? Or in a DFS situation where you're looking for a bargain season-long draft, I'm not touching Bilal Powell. Miami, I've been saying it since he was drafted. I'm a little surprised this guy's even still in the league. Devontae Parker, I don't need to say anymore. He said nothing to since we started this podcast. I think somewhere in the first four sentences, I talked about Devontae Parker not being someone you want to waste any time on. Nothing has changed. Baltimore, yeah, I say stay away from Lamar Jackson. A lot of buzz on the final quarterback selected in the first round. I don't see it. I see the next Vince Young. I even see it in his throwing motion. And in general, mobile quarterbacks, I mean mobile quarterbacks where that's a big, big part of their game. They get hurt. And as far as Lamar Jackson is concerned, there's not enough for me here to get excited and to invest something in him. Look, if you want to draft Lamar Jackson as your backup quarterback, go right ahead. You know, if you're taking a backup quarterback in a one quarterback league and you're taking a backup quarterback, you know, around the time you're taking a DST or a place kicker, that's fine because the liability there is very low. But Lamar Jackson is not someone that I'm looking at in a season-long league. I don't see what others do. As a matter of fact, I see things that don't lend itself toward long-term success. Vance McDonald, Pittsburgh. You know, it was easy for Pittsburgh for years. You just say Martavis Bryant. We'll get to him now with his new team here in a moment. With Pittsburgh, it's tough because, you know, most guys on the Steelers that are going to be drafted in season-long drafts, I'd draft them too. Now, you have the Antonio Brown dilemma, which I've talked about. If you take Antonio Brown, you probably aren't going to get an RB1 because they won't be there in the second round. But Brown's a guy that you easily fantasy roster. Juju Smith-Schuster is a guy you easily fantasy roster. Ben Roethlisberger, same thing. Le'Veon Bell, same thing. So we go to Vance McDonald only for this reason. It really took until the playoff game against the Jaguars for Vance McDonald to get all these targets, and it was in a catch-up situation for the Steelers. He just had a hot game. Maybe he had the right matchup. Maybe it was the way the Jaguars' defense were playing that day. I don't see enough from that game, a loss for the Steelers, to merit Vance McDonald being someone that I'm like, yeah, okay, that's my tight end for the season. No, not touching him in a season-long draft. Cincinnati, it's John Ross. Basically, John Ross might be the new Devontae Parker. I don't need to say anymore. Cleveland, it's Josh Gordon. Here we go again. At least the Browns may be smart enough to stay away from Dez Bryant, although it feels like Dez Bryant is smart enough to stay away from the Cleveland Browns. For those of you who think things in Cleveland are going to be different, you know, if Dez Bryant would rather choose unemployment than playing with the season Browns, and remember, if you're on the 53-man roster to start the season, your entire salary for that year is guaranteed, and Dez doesn't seem like he wants that, what does that tell you about the Cleveland Browns? Josh Gordon, not there. Big surprise. Don't don't, you know, season long draft picks. There's just too much downside on Josh Gordon, and that's never going away. Tennessee, Deion Lewis. Now, those of us who have waited for Derrick Henry to be a full-time bell cow or close to bell cow back, were excited when DeMarco Murray was cut loose by the Titans. Murray, as of this podcast, still is unemployed, although the Redskins are now desperate for running backs with Geist done for the season. So Murray may be in the mix there. Adrian Peterson may be in the mix there. Who else did I see may be in the mix there? It wasn't Rashad Jennings, but it was just some other running back name that we hadn't heard in a while. Deion Lewis likely will catch some passes out of the backfield for the Tennessee Titans, but I just don't see Deion Lewis being as good and as productive of a player in Tennessee as he was with the New England Patriots. He will not have Tom Brady leading his offense. I actually am a Marcus Mariota fan, but I know not to mention Marcus Mariota in the same sentence as Tom Brady. So with this switch, you know, and Deion Lewis basically became a lead type back for the New England Patriots. He will not be that. On most first downs, Derrick Henry will be in the game. On most second downs, Derrick Henry will be in the game. On third and short, Derrick Henry will be in the game. So Deion Lewis's value to me this year does not compare until further notice to his value last year. Jacksonville, I don't see any one wide receiver worth a season-long draft pick. I was one who had one or two as the Jaguars kept winning mid-season to late in the fantasy season. I was stashing D.D. Westbrook on waivers, and then I picked up another Jaguar wide receiver who was getting red zone targets late in the season. But in a season-long draft at this point, still with the connection to Blake Bortles, the offense focusing around Leonard Fournette, no clear number one guy who's a standout number one enough for me. I'm not touching any Jaguar wide receiver in the season-long draft this year. Marlon Mack, another guy we consistently talk about, and maybe it's because I live in Tampa and you have a lot of people in Tampa who keep talking up Marlon Mack because he played for the University of South Florida. Well, Marlon Mack this year had a wonderful opportunity to become the lead back for the Indianapolis Colts and got hurt on his first play. Also, good stat I saw recently, I believe via Fantasy Football Calculator, on Marlon Mack. In the National Football League, one of every three times Marlon Mack gets handed the football, he gains zero or negative yards. One of every three. Marlon Mack, at best, is part of a four-person RBBC, and I want no part of that as it relates to Mack. Lamar Miller in Houston. Look, there really isn't – the Texans are one of those offenses where I think you want a piece. This is actually one of the toughest teams for me to come up with a significant name. The only reason I'm getting off Lamar Miller is because – basically, if I get to a point in the draft where I'm thinking of drafting a running back and Lamar Miller is sitting there, I'm going to look for the next best option. Why? It just feels to me like with Deshaun Watson as the quarterback here and with Miller's workload in recent years, that there's a – Miller is a player who will be less productive – in this Houston offense, and I sense the Texans organization would like somebody else. Even late in the year, last year, they were using Alfred Blumore. Miller's had a lot of work in recent years, and I just think it's adding up. So this is the toughest one. I mean, if I had to take a team off this list, of all 32, I'd take the Texans off it. But the Texan I'm going to give you is Lamar Miller, just because wherever it is at that position where you think of drafting Lamar Miller in a season-long draft, take a look at whatever other running back is available, and I think it might be the better call. Kansas City, I don't want to deal with Sammy Watkins. He's changing teams. He gets injured too much. The production doesn't seem to be consistent. You're dealing with Pat Mahomes at quarterback, who may be, I think the big plays are still going to go to Tyreek Hill. I think plenty of checkdowns are going to go to Travis Kelce. I just don't want to be attached to Sammy Watkins and count on him. I see too much room for zeros out of Sammy Watkins, games he can't play, or games where he catches, I don't know, two or three passes in a game, and none for significant yardage or touchdowns. San Diego. Let's go Austin Eckler here, who had every opportunity, as a Melvin Gordon owner, I should know, every opportunity to get more playing time last year and just could not hang on to the football. There doesn't seem to be a lot to suggest that Eckler will get that opportunity anytime soon to start this season after the Chargers had a big finish to last year. If you're looking for, you know, a number two running back, you know, there's a lot of hope that goes into drafting a number two running back. I think there are a lot of better number two running backs out there where, A, you know, Austin Eckler is not Tevin Coleman, right? Tevin Coleman gives you something two different ways. If Freeman goes down, which unfortunately he usually does for a game or two, Coleman's going to play a lot. But even when Freeman is healthy, Coleman still plays. Eckler is not like that. And even if Gordon were to go down, I don't know if Eckler can keep the job because he can't keep the football in his hands. Here we get to Oakland, and that's the new home for Martavis Bryant. Already issues with Bryant and John Gruden. It's funny how Martavis Bryant always seems to have a problem with something, and it just reminds me of what Mark Cuban always said about Shark Tank. When you walk in the Shark Tank, you look for the sucker, and if you cannot find one, the sucker is you. Martavis Bryant is always looking for someone else to take the blame for something, when in fact the blame is squarely on him. Don't touch Martavis Bryant. And finally, another guy who generated a little buzz at various times, and even now that it's pretty clear he's not the lead back, that, well, he's going to get pass-catching opportunities, don't waste your time with Devontae Booker. It's clear that the Broncos, the Broncos gave Booker opportunities to take over this job the last couple of years. The more he plays, the less productive he is. And what I mean by that is you cannot count on him for many games at a time. He may have one good game, he may have two good games, but then the minute you just count on him and you just want to roll out of bed and write his name in the lineup, suddenly he's not productive. Kind of a one appropriate for the Broncos, one trick pony type thing. I think Freeman is the better back. Freeman seems to have the buzz. Freeman seems to have the better camp. I don't even look, Booker will probably have some games where you look at his numbers, but I'm not going to get excited because it's not consistent enough. And I think the Bronco organization knows this. They know he's a contributing player. So again, as a DFS bargain in the right situation, but in season long leagues, no. Don't buy into Devontae Booker. If you have any player in particular, whether it's on my NFC list or this AFC list, that you have another thought on, that you want me to follow up on, or you have a player I didn't mention that you were thinking of putting on your own untouchable list, or you have questions on them, you just email me at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Email me any of your fantasy questions, and I will respond to your email. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, again, is sponsored by Hooters. The original Hooters people in the greater Tampa Bay area are wonderful to me and JoeBucksFan.com. They are the presenting sponsors of this podcast. They have 12 locations in the Tampa Bay area, and we're happy to be at their Tampa location on Hillsborough Avenue again this Wednesday night with our fantasy draft party. You have to have received an invitation from us to be invited to that party, but we've been soliciting them for a couple of weeks. So you had your chance. And about 90% of the people that reached out did get invites to the draft party. So we're looking forward to that on Wednesday night. As far as your own fantasy football draft party, make sure that you book yours online with Hooters, originalhooters.com in the greater Tampa Bay area. And there are Hooters around the state of Florida, around the country, and around the world that are ready for your own fantasy football draft. Fun place to have it. You know why. It's Hooters, and they are the presenting sponsors of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Again, the email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com for any of your pre-season-long draft questions or even scoring questions for those of you formatting a league, putting together a league, considering making changes to your league. I often like to talk about scoring systems and settings and have altered a number of them in recent years that I think make my fantasy football league better. If you'd like some of those ideas, I'd be happy to share them with you personally. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll see many of you at Hooters in Tampa on Wednesday night. If you are one of the invited guests, be there by 6:30. Also, for those of you who aren't invited guests saying, we're just going to show up. He's not going to know. I'm going to know. Yeah. Be like someone showing up to my golf tournament and trying to get on a golf cart and say, I paid. No, I'm going to know. So if you didn't receive an invite, I'm sorry, then you're currently on the waiting list. But again, if we have a cancellation, don't be surprised if you get a last minute invite. That's why I asked for your phone number, because if we get a cancellation that day, I'm going to call somebody and say, hey, can you be there tonight? Now, some of you, all I asked from some of you was your name and your phone number. Full name and phone number. How hard is that? And of course, I got emails with first name and no phone number. So I won't be calling you. Yeah, because I can't. Anyway. We'll see those of you who are invited to the draft party, who have reached out and gotten the response on Wednesday night. And we'll talk about the next event at Hooters in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin, presented by Brandon Legal Group, in our next podcast. Take care.